Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's the Meditation Show with me, Darren Daly, and this man, Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. Andy, tell me about the Sangha House, first of all. What is the Sangha House? What do you do there?
Evening, Darren. Yes, we are a holistic health centre. Essentially, we look at all four aspects of health: the physical, the mental, the social, and the spiritual. We've got 50 practitioners on board now, and they all cover all these four aspects. So things like Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, and also therapies. So hypnotherapy, acupuncture, massage, reflexology, covering all aspects of what it is to be a healthy human being.
And meditation is something that you do at the Sangha House, so we've brought it onto the radio as well.
That's right. I mean, we've got three or four sessions of meditation during the week. We do secular mindfulness, and I offer Buddhist teaching. And to my knowledge, I don't think there's anyone else doing on the radio, on air, meditation. It's a really good, healthy thing
unique.
To do. Yeah, unique.
Very unique. I know there's various apps and things you can listen to do your meditations, or listen to YouTube or online and listen to sort of nice, relaxing sounds. Mm. But now you can do it with us on the radio on a Sunday night at 8 o'clock. So to each meditation, there is a theme based around it. This week's theme, Andy?
It's judging and judgment. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating one, this one. And when we do this, when we practice this meditation, we should do it with a sense of friendship towards ourselves. Okay. So there are many mental objects that go through the mind that actually can become a source of meditation in their own right. And judging and judgment is one of these. So whenever we encounter anything in this world, we walk up to it and we start to potentially make assumptions about it, judgments. And we do this with people all the time, actually. We do it with situations, and we do it with ourselves. I think here in the West, we are the worst at being unfriendly towards ourselves. There's so much guilt, so much self-guilt in the West. We beat ourselves up all the time. We're never good enough. That's judgment. We're constantly judging ourselves. We've got to learn to be more compassionate and friendly towards ourselves. And when we do that, actually, it'll teach us how to do it to others. If we develop that sense of friendship to ourselves, we'll find it a lot easier to pass it out to others. And that way, we connect with the person in front of us, not with the person we think they are.
So how will this work as far as meditation is concerned?
I'm going to lead you through it. So you need to be nice and comfortable. You need to be in a quiet place. You need to give yourself time for this one. You need to be able to pay attention to your own mind. So get rid of distractions. If there's any noises in the house, try and find a quieter place. Because you're going to be listening to your own internal dialogue in the mind. Comfortable seating posture. Make sure the spine is nice and upright. That brings a freshness into the mind.
And we'll do the meditation, or at least Andy will do the meditation, after we've eased you into it with another a nice piece of music that will help you with this. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Andy Spragg from the Sanger House, and this is the Meditation Show. So Darren and I were introducing this evening's topic earlier, and it's this subject of judging and judgment.
This evening we're going to use the mindfulness of breathing. So we're going to be using the breath as our focus for our meditation. But as I was explaining, what arises often is this mental object that comes into the mind, this style of thinking, if you like, which is judging and judgment. And it comes in very quickly, often when we sit and meditate, almost immediately we start thinking, I'm not meditating very well here, I'm not concentrating, I need to do better. We're passing judgment on sitting on a cushion, which is quite amazing to experience, because it happens very fast. So what we're going to do is use the mindfulness of breathing to really give the mind something to focus on. And with the background awareness, we're going to watch the dialogue that arises in the mind, because this is where the judging sits. The thoughts that arise, we notice them and we look at what they're saying to us. And we can ask that very important question, is this wholesome? Is this thinking wholesome? Inevitably, you'll notice some thoughts that come up during the meditation, which are judging and judgment. And the thing to do with them is not to see this as a bad thing. Actually, we've evolved this way, us humans, you know. This thinking process is necessary for our survival. It's just not appropriate all the time. So what I want you to do is try and see if you can pick up the kind of feeling in the mind, the precursor to that moment of judging and judgment. Just see if you can pick up any personal mental habits that you go through. So you can see if the nature of that judging and judgment is habitual, if it's repeated, if you always go into it in the same way. And in this way, we start to pick up our mental habit. And this is how we break it. The magic is just in the noticing. We just have to start noticing these things, these ruts in our mental road, if you like. So first of all, we're going to make sure that we're not going to get disturbed. We need our time to enable us to listen to what's going on in our minds. So you mustn't be disturbed. So turn your phone off. Make sure the doors are shut. The family know that you are going to spend this time for yourself. Yeah, setting things up for you. And your seated posture, nice and comfortable. You don't want to be uncomfortable in meditation. So sitting on a chair is fine. If you're sat on a chair, do make sure the spine is nice and upright. And some people find it helps to place your feet on a cushion, actually. Sometimes if the chair's too high, compress on the legs. So you can try all these things. If you are sat on the floor, get yourself into a nice comfortable position on a cushion. It helps to actually tilt the pelvic bone forwards a little, because this kind of pushes the spine into a natural upright state. So if you're sat cross-legged, perhaps sit on the front of the cushion so it just tilts you forward a little. But the spine is upright, as if you're suspended from the head top. Just have your hands, however you're sitting, comfortably in your lap. No special positions needed. Just resting in the lap or on the thighs. Just in a posture that's comfortable. Take a couple of nice deep breaths and just settle yourself down. And as you do this, just establish a real feeling of intent that you are going to stay with the practice. We're going to go through the body scan, and then we'll bring the mind awareness to the breath. I'll talk you through it. So, settling down, just close the eyes gently. Relax into your posture. Just tune in to the space around you. You can make yourself another commitment that you are going to be gentle on yourself, your best friend. You're going to look after yourself during this. Self-judgment may well arise. When it does, offer it a sense of humour, gentle friendship. We're going to start with our body scan, so we start at the feet and work up to the head, and this helps us keep the mind fresh. And while you go through the body scan, you want to pay attention to genuine feelings, genuine sensations in the body. So we're not looking for visualization here. We take our awareness into the body. Feel it. So we'll start with the feet, taking our awareness down into the feet, feeling as much as you can, tiny little sensations, working both inside in the muscles and the sinews, and also out on the surface of the skin. See what you can feel in the toes. Across the top of the foot. Inside the feet. Then we work along the soles. Maybe you can feel the contact of the ground here. What's that like? Feel it. Working up over the heel. Then we come up through the ankle bones. You might find here you have to work a little harder. Sensations are not so obvious. So really tune in. See what you can feel. work up through the shins, calf muscles, as you travel, let go of tension, being relaxed in the body relaxes the mind, helps us to develop this concentration. Feeling as much as you can. We work up into the knees. As you travel, you might find little bits of discomfort. Notice the mind's reaction to this. Is there any judging going on? You're trying to push it away and say, this isn't part of my meditation. I don't want to feel this discomfort. Notice that behavior and instead try and open up to it, relax with it. It's all part of the experience. So, working in the knees at the moment, kneecaps, back of the knees. Then we move along the thighs and the hamstrings. You can probably feel the contact of clothing here. Maybe the hands resting on them. Just feel as much as you can. And up into the sitting bones. Here, feel the connection with the earth down through the seat. Real gentle feeling of letting go. Feel the pull of the earth. Big, ancient ball of rock sat underneath us. Dependable, always there. Feel yourself sitting on it. Awareness of its great strength. And as you sink and settle, just let the head float up a little. You'll feel the muscles either side of the spine just easing out, unkinking. Now we're going to take our awareness down into the stomach and the heart space. Take a look at our emotions here. This is where they live. A lot of judging and judgment has emotion associated with it. We don't want to let those take control. We just want a spirit of gentle observance. So see what's going on, see how you feel, the energy of the emotions inside of you, don't try and understand them, don't try and judge them, just notice. How do you feel? Just tuning in. Come back up to the shoulders. Feel any tension there? We can carry a lot of tension in our shoulders. Just let it go. Let it ease out. And let your awareness travel down your arms, down your upper arms. Over the elbows. Down through the forearms. And into the hands and the fingers. Lots of sensation in the hands and the fingers. Spend some time here. Tune in, see what's going on. Now, lift your awareness back up to the head. Just gently explore the scalp. See what you can find. What tiny little sensations are going on there? And we come into the face. So here, if you explore the face with awareness, you might find all sorts of tension. Let it go. Tension sitting behind the eyes or in the frown. See what you can find. Let it go. Have a gentle smile on the lips. Smiling face helps to relax the mind. And the mind lets go of tension. The body lets go. Now, if you can, bring all of these thousand sensations in the body together. Feel it all, including your emotions sitting in your belly. Because this is your life right now. This is you. Tune in. Experience. Mindfulness of breathing. Bring your awareness to the breath. Feel it deep in the belly. As you gently breathe in and out, feel the body adjust to the breath. Just experiencing it. Just feeling. Breathing gently in and out. On each out-breath, hear the word still, echo in the mind and settle in the body. Let the word have its effect. On each out-breath, still, feeling yourself becoming more and more settled and still, letting the word drive you to that state. Breathing in and out, still. As you gently concentrate on the breath, the mind will wander. It does that. Notice how you feel when you come back. Notice if there's any subtle judging going on. Critique. What's the dialogue in the mind? Just notice it and let it go. Come back to the breath. Still. Feeling the sensation of the breath. Nothing else matters right now. Just the breath. Still on each out breath. Let go of the nagging mind. You don't need it. Just be with the breath. We're going to deepen our concentration now, so we let go of the word, so it's just the breath. What I'd like you to do is explore the body, where you find the breath. If you pay attention, you can find the physical manifestation of the breath right through the body. It definitely in the fingers and the toes. If you pay attention, even in the top of the head. Go and explore. Where is your mind? Where is the breath? What judging is going on? Are you telling yourself you can't do this? Let that go. Just the breath. Calm, peaceful awareness of the breath right through the body. To deepen our concentration still further, we bring all of our awareness to the very tip of the nose where the breath enters and leaves. Center your awareness there, just there, feeling the breath coming and go. Just calm, gentle, concentrated awareness of the sensation of the breath. Noticing any judgment that arises in those mental objects, smiling at it and letting it go. Just the breath. Nothing else matters right now. Softening your concentration. Bring your awareness back to the room. Feel the space around you. And just check in with yourself. See how you feel. Hopefully, even in this meditation, you felt a lessening of the grip of judging and judgment. It doesn't carry so much power over you. You can let it go. We can take this practice out into our day and our week. We can notice it at work. When we're meeting new people, just tune in. And pay attention to what's going on in your mind. Are you forming opinions of these new people? We can do this with every aspect of our lives. It's all an opportunity to practice. Stay away from judging yourself. Just notice. In this way, we start to change ourselves. And we start to change the way we interact with the world. Like ripples in a pond, we make a difference. Om Mani Padme Hum. You're listening to Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Andy Sprague from the Sangha House. I'll be back 8 o'clock next Sunday with the meditation show. Meanwhile, have a lovely week. Bye for now.